This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Texans for Truth is a political attack group. Its mission is to call into question aspects of President Bush's service in the Alabama Air National Guard. The group created a television commercial and paid for it by soliciting donations through the internet. And the way politics goes these days, one big contributor comes from neither Alabama nor Texas. She's a woman from New Jersey. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
Carol Litowitz Golden drives a Volvo wagon, stick shift, with children's science books in the back. She lives in Princeton, New Jersey, not far from where she grew up. Her husband manages the university's endowment. Her older son likes basketball. Her younger son, as evidenced by the drawings tacked to the foyer wall, seems to be fascinated by some kind of colorful stegosaurus-type creature. Carol Golden is probably wealthier than you are, though not in a Teresa Hines or even Dick Cheney kind of way. She has enough money for her and her husband to donate in the low five digits to political causes, Democratic political causes. About a month ago, she heard an ad, something about swift boat veterans questioning John Kerry. She figured it would blow over in a day. As it lingered, she couldn't believe how the media were covering it.
They would call it the swift boat controversy or the Kerry service controversy. It's like, it's not a controversy. It's mudslinging. The man served. He got the medal. It's in government records. And if you put up evidence, like the documentation that goes along with giving out medals in front of a judge, and in response to that, you just have some guy go, nah, that's not what happened. There's no comparison in the weight of that evidence. So that everyone gave this, like, weight was driving me nuts.
Whereas in the past, a displeased voter might call up the local talk show, take part in a rally, or maybe donate to a candidate, there was little chance that an individual would be able to channel her frustration so directly at the source of her ire. But this is the electronic age, and a few months ago, Carol had signed on to the website moveon.org. Soon in her inbox arrived a message from a group named Texans for Truth. Its head is Glenn Smith.
Anybody can be a Texan for Truth.
Even a homemaker from Princeton, New Jersey. Even a former Seinfeld writer named Dan O'Keefe, who Smith had never heard of, but who nevertheless donated $100,000. But Golden's $5,000 donation was the second biggest check, and with it, Smith was able to air a television ad which offered a reward to anyone who could prove George W. Bush fulfilled his obligations with the Alabama Air National Guard. Bob Mintz, another member of the Guard at the time, is featured in the ad.
So I call friends, you know, did you know that George served in our unit? No, I never saw him there.
The ad ran for a week in four key states. I asked the head Texan, Glenn Smith, if he knew much about his second biggest donor, Carol Golden.
I'm sorry, I don't really, except that she's obviously a very engaged and involved and generous person.
Golden doesn't know much more about Smith.
George Smith? Something Smith.
Glenn Smith. Golden has only seen the ad on the internet, but she believes in its message, and she's glad she gave. But what's motivating Golden is deeper than ire over swift boats. She and her siblings have put together a CD called 38 Songs of Hope to raise money for Parkinson's research. Her mother, Selma Litowitz, has the disease. Golden plays her favorite song off the disc, Don't Lay Down by Katie Curtis.
And it's, if you listen to the lyrics, she's talking about don't give up gently.
Golden's primary political concern this election is promoting greater stem cell research. Carol Golden has calculated that the most efficient way to get her number one issue to become law is for a homemaker from New Jersey to give money to a Texan hoping to air an ad in Oregon about events that took place in Alabama when she was 10 years old. The crazy thing is, she might be right. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pascoe.